childhood fascination with fairies has flourished into a full-time focus for artist Maria Pettit from Northampton.
Her intricate drawings and paintings can take years to complete and are now gaining her national recognition, as Sarah Beecroft reports.
If pictures tell stories, then Maria Pettit's work speaks volumes.
I've always had inspiration since I was around 4 years old. I've been drawing fairies all my life, and it comes from my heart, from my inspiration and my imagination, from everything really I see outside, nature, Mother Earth, trees, flowers. To me, they're everywhere, hiding in different corners and in the movements of the wind blowing, the sun shining, and just basically everywhere where you see nature.
It takes more than a little magic and sparkle to get her fairies from imagination to reality. And when you look at the detail, it's not surprising that some of her more intricate pieces can take up to 2 years to complete. Like Maria said, it's been a lifelong passion, but it wasn't until relatively recently she established herself as an artist.
Well, really, it was not until I was in my 20s. I thought it was all gone, forgotten, but obviously it was always in here. And I just thought one day, I must do something with this. So I drew my good friend a fairy. And he absolutely loved it and encouraged me to continue and whatever I believed in to put on paper. And that's what I've done.
That good friend was retired businessman David Riche.
I put it on my wall, and I was looking to produce a website for another quite different product, and it was as if this particular fairy came off the wall and said, "Hey, what about me? I ought to be involved in this." And so I started to build a website for fairies, and Fairies World was born.
As well as running the website from their home in Northampton, David also writes books about fairy art. And now it appears their fairy bug is definitely catching on.
I've done work for Michelle Rue of the Waterside Inn. I've done work for the Royal Mint and Country Artists, Brooks and Bentley.
And her work extends well beyond the four corners of fairyland. Sarah Beecroft, Anglia News, Northampton.